This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Year-round E15 legislation is still in trouble. We'll have more right after this.
Rod Stewart.
Will I see you tonight?
A special evening with the icon.
On a downtown train.
A night of hit. After hit. After hit. With special guest Richard Marx. Friday, August 14th, Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org. Don't miss an electrifying event. Friday, August 14th. Rod Stewart, live.
There are more warning signs that year-round E15 legislation is in trouble. Michigan Democratic Senator Alyssa Slotkin told USDA Secretary Rollins at a recent hearing that strong influence from interest groups is stalling year-round E15.
If this doesn't get done, the only explanation I have is that the oil and gas community has such sway over members of Congress on the Republican side, and that others, maybe on the environmental side, have so much sway over Democrats that we can't do a rational policy on E15.
According to Slotkin, there's an urgent need for Rollins to personally engage with senators to get year-round E15 to the president's desk.
I want to get this done. I think if we do not get it done this year, it's not getting done, and I want you to help own that up here because we need some help. It's at a logjam.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley showed concerns about Congress having to rely on temporary solutions that would not allow year-round E15 to become a law. Senate Majority Leader John Thune painted just such a scenario when asked about that threat.
Yeah, I'm concerned about that because it seems to me at least that what Chuck Schumer and the Democrats want more than anything else is another government shutdown. They shut it down twice in this last year, and they think it benefits them politically.
The ongoing political polarization in Congress again threatens government funding and top farm issues like A15 and a farm bill. You can find this story and much more by heading on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 ag news stories conveniently delivered to your inbox every day. Check out as well our free morning, midday, and closing market podcasts, as well as the Iowa Ag Matters podcast and Pod's Potential, all under the podcast tab. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.